And I want to welcome now Anita McGill, who is on the line for our weekly citizens' information slot. Good morning, Anita.
Hello, John.
How are you this morning?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
I'm grand. Yeah, still living in crazy times, but still giving out lots of information. We're going to talk about job seekers' benefit and allowance, and I think you're also going to mention the COVID-19 payment.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay.
Are you okay for me to start?
Yeah, we'll go for it, yeah.
Okay, so the COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment is a new social welfare payment for employees and self-employed people who have lost all their employment due to COVID-19 public health emergency. If the person is already getting the COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment, they must contact the department to confirm that they will still qualify by Monday, 13th July 2020. So by next Monday, they need to contact the Department of Social Protection.
Okay.
They have the Income Support Helpline for COVID-19 phone, and it is 1-890-800-24. So it's 1-890-800-24. Employees, self-employed people, students and part-time workers can apply for COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment. And this payment is both for EU nationals and non-EU national workers as well. So to qualify for this payment, you must be aged between 18 and 66, live in the Republic of Ireland, have been in employment or self-employment immediately before the Friday, 13th March 2020. And if you work shift, short time or other atypical work patterns, you must have been in employment on or after 6th March 2020. You have lost your job or be temporarily laid off from work or asked to stay home from work due to COVID-19 public health emergency. Be self-employed and your trading income has ceased due to the COVID-19 public health emergency, or your trading income has collapsed to the extent that you are available to take up other full-time employment. You do not need to be registered or a self-employed to get a payment. And this payment will be in place until the 10th August 2020. So if you are getting the COVID-19 payment and stop claiming because you left Ireland, you can reapply when you return. Same goes if you stop your payment because you return to work and then later laid off and become unemployed again, you can reapply for COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment. You cannot get the payment if you are continuing to get income from your employer or voluntarily left your employment. And from the 29th June 2020, the rate of COVID-19 pandemic unemployment payment is linked to your earnings. So you do not need to contact the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection about your earnings, as it has access to this information from Revenue. So if you were earning 200 or more per week, you will continue to get payment of 350 per week. If you are earning up to 199.99 euro or less per week, you will get COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment of 203 per week. And you will get paid this new rate on Tuesday, 7th July, so from yesterday. However, if you were working part-time and claiming a job seeker's payment immediately before you claimed the COVID-19 payment, you will continue to get 350 a week. So for the employee earnings, what the department is looking at is they look at your income from January to December 2019 and from January to February 2020, and then the higher figure will be used. So, for example, if your average gross weekly earnings was 195 euro in 2019 and 210 euro in 2020, the figure of 210 will be used. And similarly, if your average gross weekly earnings in 2019 was higher than in 2020, then the figure from 2019 will be used. For self-employed people, the income average weekly income of the year of 2018 will be used to decide the rate of payment. If your average weekly earnings were 200 or more and your COVID-19 pandemic and employment payment is reduced to 103 per week, you can request the review of your earnings. and you can supply the supporting documentation to do that. So to request a review, you can email to PUPOREORATE. So basically what it stands for, the Pandemic and Employment Payment Review Rate at welfare.ie. To apply for the payment, the easiest way really is through mywelfare.ie and to make a basic account. If you are not able to do it online, the forms are available. You can download them and print them off and send them by post. All the forms and all the information that I'll be talking today is available on our website, which is www.citizensinformation.ie. If you click on our website, on the main page, there is a search box. You can put in the COVID-19 payment or the job seekers benefit that I'll be discussing later on, or the job seekers allowance. And all the forms will be under the section of how to apply. So you can get them from there or your local social welfare office. So if you don't qualify for job seekers, the pandemic payment, COVID-19, you could qualify for job seekers benefit instead. So job seekers benefit is a weekly payment from the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection to people who are out of work and are covered by social insurance, PRSI. To qualify for this payment, you must be age under 66 and be unemployed. So you must be fully unemployed or unemployed for at least 4 days out of 7. Have had a substantial loss of employment as a result of being unemployed for at least 4 days out of 7. Be capable of work. Be available for and generally seeking work. So this is very important. And then have enough social insurance PRSI to cover. Since the 1st November of 2019, the Job Seekers Benefit Self-Employed gives support to self-employed people who are no longer engaged in self-employment. So it's new. It used to be that the people who are self-employed and only had stamp S, they only could qualify for Job Seekers Allowance, which is the means test of payment I will inform you about in a second. But from the 1st of November 2019, the people on the stamp S could apply for the job seekers benefit under the self-employed. So the main condition is that to get the job seekers benefit self-employed, you must stop all self-employment activity. However, you can work as an employee for up to 3 days each week and get partial payment of job seekers benefit self-employed. You should apply for job seekers benefit the first day you become unemployed. As since 19th March of this year, there are no waiting days for job seekers benefit. This is a temporary measure and will apply until the 10th August 2020. Again, you can apply online by filling the application form or post it or hand it in the your local social welfare office. If you have been on job seekers benefit or your payment has ended, or you do not have enough PRSI to cover job seekers benefit, or your rate due to your income in the relevant tax year would entitle you to reduce the rate of job seekers benefit, you can apply for job seekers allowance. The job seekers allowance is a means tested payment, so your income must be below a certain amount to apply. The main rules to qualify for this payment will be the same as the job seekers benefit. The main difference is the means test. So for the means test, they will look at your income, savings, investments, and property, but not your own home. And it also includes your spouse's, civil partners, and or cohabitants' income. To find your rate of job seekers allowance, the Department of Social Protection will deduct your total means from the maximum payment for your household, including increases for adult and child dependents, if you have them. You may not be entitled to job seekers allowance in certain situations. This is now as being disqualified. So you could be disqualified from getting job seekers allowance for up to 9 weeks if you left your work voluntarily and without just cause, lost your job through misconduct, refused an offer of suitable employment or training, and you have been on a penalty rate of job seekers allowance for at least 21 days. The same applies for job seekers benefits. So the main thing is that they always will look why the job finished, okay? Whether that was voluntarily done, was there misconduct, or it was reduction in hours and so on. So this is really important to note. that the Department of Social Protection could ask this question, why did employment finish? Again, for the job seeker's allowance, you can apply online or by filling in the application form and post it or hand it in into your local social welfare office. I would also like to know the citizen's information is open for business. However, in line with the government guidance, our face-to-face service is not open at present and we are continuing to provide the service by phone and email. Clients still contact us on 07 61 07 8190, so it's 07 61 07 8190 with a query. Lots of information you can find on our website, which again is www.citizensinformation.ie. And there's also a contact form you can fill out there if you want someone to contact you. For further information and assistance, please call us on 07 61 07 8190.
Okay, Anita, a lot of information there.
A lot.
But as you said there, if they want any more details, you can go onto the website, citizensinformation.ie.
Absolutely.
Or indeed, call 07 61 07 8190.
Yeah, and again, our website is very user-friendly. So there is a search box, and if you're interested in a specific payment, type in the information you're looking for. And there's a description of the payment itself, as well as the steps how to apply. So again, I know today we discussed a lot, but this information is available on our Citizens Information website. So again, all the forms you can download from our website, and you can also request a callback from one of our information providers that will contact you in relation to questions you may have.
And you've been kept busy, Anita, yeah?
Yes. Yes. So the clients are using the callbacks, and we are filling in forms through the phone with the clients, which could be a bit awkward, but we are managing. And then even if we do help clients with the form, we can fill them in for them and then post it to the client to check and sign, and then they can provide that form forward to the Department of Social Protection. So we are working with the clients, same as we would be before. Again, the face-to-face is taken out at the moment, but we do our best to help.
Okay, so I'd be talking to Jackie next week, isn't that right?
Yes, it's Jackie next week.
Okay, well listen, keep up the good work, Anita, and thanks very much for taking the call.
Thanks very much for having me. Okay. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Anita. Okay, that was Anita McGill there from Citizens Information.